This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey.
With our pals from Talk Media News, Victoria Jones is with us. What a treat for all of us. Hey, Victoria, how have you been?
Been great, thanks. What about you?
Excellent. Did you see the end of Downton Abbey?
No. I'm about 3 episodes behind.
Oh. All right, so I won't crush it for you. I won't be the spoiler.
Spoiler? Crush? What?
No hints. Don't read anything into that. Speaking of being a crusher, this is kind of the final hurrah maybe for Marco Rubio, is it, if he doesn't win Florida?
Well, yes, I feel like it is. I mean, I can't help feeling that if he doesn't win, how on earth is he going to say to himself, okay, I am still genuinely viable?
Yeah, how could he do it? He has to win his state, yeah.
Well, he won Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
He won Puerto Rico. But even with that, okay, he won Puerto Rico. But that's not enough to propel him forward. And the question is, will he bow out or will he insist on going forward? And if he bows out, what then do his followers do? Do they go to Trump? Do they go to Cruz? Do they go to Kasich? If Kasich hangs on, can Kasich hang on to Ohio at this point?
Yeah, this is going to be a wild week, no doubt about that, to see if a few people drop out and to see what happens, obviously, in these two very, very big states. In the meantime, if we look back now on the other side, if we look at the Clinton campaign and what's going on with Bernie Sanders, it's starting to get a little nastier, isn't it? You're seeing that Bernie Sanders people are actually going back after Clinton. That was one of the big stories I was looking at over the weekend. Is that because it's so close, actually, between them, even though she has more delegates?
Yeah, you get the impression that he just feels that he does have to respond now. And, I mean, I wouldn't say that he's nasty unless you're watching Larry David. You know,
that whole
other deal, isn't it? That was very funny on Saturday. But really, I could just watch it all night, quite honestly.
I know, really.
I just think he feels he has to respond. And it's so interesting because not only is he responding, but he's attacking. And there you had Hillary Clinton after a big win a couple of weeks ago. She was all set to pivot and start to just dealing with Trump, only Trump. And that just didn't work out for her because Sanders wouldn't let go. And he's got the money. There's no reason for him to drop out until the convention unless he wants to.
Do you think, you know, and we're all just spitballing here, if you will, but do you think there's a chance we see a brokered convention on either side?
I don't think so on the Democratic side. I don't see that that would probably happen. I think Clinton at this point does have the delegates. On the Republican side, I think a lot depends on how Trump does on Tuesday. And the other piece of it is, you know, he's only winning 45%. Only. He's winning 45% of the delegates. He needs to win more than 45% of the delegates in order to clinch this nomination.
Right. So he doesn't. So to think about that, you're right. It is about numbers, and he doesn't have the exact numbers you need.
Right. So he's doing very well, but he needs to up it. And New York Times reported on this, and the AP has reported on this. They've both been following these numbers very closely. He needs to up his numbers slightly. So, yes, he could keep winning, but he's not winning quite enough. But the thing that does help him is that the states start switching. I'm not wonky enough to have the numbers in which states, but they start switching from proportional representation to win a state takes all states, many of them, round about now or very soon. So that, if he starts to win those, that will help him.
Yeah. In the meantime, while all of this is happening, I'm sure you are aware of this. This is now going on. The RNC is pushing a task force. They're pushing one out to stop the president's Supreme Court nominee. There's been a lot of rhetoric about that, but apparently now there's a national committee that's joining up with a conservative advocacy group to really, really make some noise about this. Do you think that the president and the White House, they just kind of push this aside because they know it's there anyway?
Yeah, I think they'll push it aside. Reuters reported today that the president could announce his nominee as soon as today, and Politico's reporting it could be as soon as this week.
Wow. That'll be interesting to watch that, too, as well, to see what happens there. All right, Victoria Jones, as always, a pleasure to have you on. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
All right, it is true about what's happening with the RNC and the Supreme Court nomination that the president, as Victoria says, could be rapidly announced. And so some more specifics on that. The Republican National Committee decided that's what they were going to do. So they've formed this task force with a radio and digital, really, attack with ads and petitions and media appearances to back up the Senate Republicans who say they're going to, you know, they don't want to, they pledged not to hold hearings or votes on the replacement for Justice Scalia. The campaign pretty much is aimed at Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, who are both running on the Democratic side in tough Senate races, too, as well as some other channels. So RNC Chair Priebus says it's the most comprehensive judicial response effort in our party's history. He said, we're going to hold everyone accountable and make sure Democrats have to answer to the American people for why they don't want the voters to wait, so for why they don't want this situation to wait. The White House has a bunch of former Obama advisors drawing up plans for media and other political messages to basically shame the Republicans for their block of his Supreme Court nominee. You know, so this is more of the same. It's just ratcheted up to a much higher level, I guess, in what we're seeing because it's targeted. I think that makes the big, you know, I think that makes the biggest difference here, probably. A couple other quick, another quick thing, rather, at the beginning before we jump even further into this. And that is, you know, Donald Trump and now some violence that's happening out at some of his stops. That's the other thing that has got a lot of people questioning, of course, his opponents. It's easy to throw that up. And then the Democrats are saying, oh, yeah, this has to stop. This absolutely has to stop, the violence that's going on at these campaign rallies and whatnot. But even I noticed a quick little clip from Ann Coulter, who said the same thing when she was hearing about the violence thing. She said, not the same thing, she turned that around. She said, the conservative commentator said Sunday, weighing in on this whole debate, she said, how about a little more violence? She suggested in a tweet that some Trump supporters are simply exhibiting manly temper at rallies, saying that it's the kind of the whole thing of likening it to the stamina of the U.S. Marines. So, you know, what's happening at some of these rallies. In fact, here's her tweet. Trump supporters exhibiting manly tempers, the same tempers that drives the U.S. Marine Corps and that Rubio wants to send around the world. Interesting. Stay with us. Much more coming your way next.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Kate Delaney, hanging out with all of you across this March Madness nation. So did you get a bracket? Are people pressing you up for your $5 at the office and you could care less about being in the pool? It seems like almost anybody who has a pulse gets hit up. It's worse than when they pound you for Girl Scout cookies, although there's no calories in this. But it could be addicting in a much different way because they say productivity in the office goes way down when you're talking about March Madness. We're saying, like, in some cases, productivity, I love that word, drops by 50% or more during college playoff season, which I find that hard to believe. I mean, what are people doing? Are they taking bathroom breaks and listening to, you know, what's happening with the games? Are they watching, sneaking little glimpses of the tail end of the games? Obviously, internet, that makes sense. You know, they say March Madness overall could cost a whopping $1.2 billion. The number of Americans expected to participate in March Madness pools, 50 million. The average hourly wage of the so-called bracket people, $24. And the amount of money paid to workers spending 1 hour in March Madness, $1,215,000. That's insanity. I mean, obviously there's always distractions at the office, but I find it hard to believe it's that much. 56% of workers spend at least 1 hour of their workday on March Madness activities. Are you kidding? So I guess that's how they come up with the number. Thursday, Friday are the actual games. I mean, that's right in the middle of the workday, so I kind of get that. Especially in Cali. If you're listening to me on the West Coast has it great when it comes to sports because of the time that the sports comes on. The time is awesome. 9 a.m, so you just go and take your coffee break, and you've got your bracket in your back pocket, and you're going to sneak in looks at the tube, I guess. Crazy. That's the brilliance of being joke is broke, but calling yourself boss. It's called being an entrepreneur. When you're an entrepreneur, you get the pleasure of watching whatever you want to watch and cost yourself whatever you want to cost yourself in productivity. Although that can be an equally as devastating problem, maybe even more so because there's nobody to watch over you, which means if you really don't feel like doing it and you really don't do it, that you're not making the calls, you're not doing the things that you need to do. So I think it could be worse for people who are doing it on their own. All right, let's give you what I call my junk bag of tricks on the day. We know what's happening coming up. Of course, politically speaking, this is a monster week, without a doubt. Mamba week. Supersize. Right? If it was a drive-up window, they'd just be supersized across the board. So the rhetoric is ratcheted up. Not that it hasn't been since we've jumped into results season in January. But, you know, now you're talking about Ohio. You're talking about Florida. You're talking about delegates up for grabs. And the magic number for Republicans, 1,237. That's what you need for the nomination. You want to know the count right now? Oh, tell me you do. I'm going to give it to you. Trump, 460. Cruz, 370. Rubio, 163. Kasich, 63. 2,383 needed for the Dems. They count differently. Clinton, 1,234. Bernie Sanders, 579. Of course, all those numbers accounting for voters are kind of misleading to some. It's really, on both sides, a lot closer if you're not even looking at the numbers. But the key is, you need that number for the nomination, the numbers that I just gave you. So that's it. There's no wiggling around that. If you get that number, you get that number. You know, the favorite pastime of many is calling Donald Trump names. You know that old saying about sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me? I think he can be a little thin-skinned, but does he really care now? I'm going to say probably not. Carl Bernstein. You know, if Woodward and Bernstein fame, Watergate breaking that wide open, says Trump is a neo-fascist. That was the latest. He was the latest guy to come out and say, yeah, be careful what you wish for. And how did he explain that as we dive into our junk? He says he should be challenged more by the media to explain himself. Well, I agree. Media should be wide open, and you should be able to answer any question or say whatever you want in terms of somebody questioning you. So Bernstein admitted his label is a difficult term. He said he doesn't mean to say Trump is like Hitler or Mussolini, but that he's expressing an authoritarian demagoguery point of view. And that he says he's a neo-fascist in the sense of his appeal and methodology that has to do with that. And you have to be careful with this term, and of course you do, because then people go crazy over that. But he's saying in the press they need to look at this moment in history and how does Donald Trump have a debate about how he fits in the context of fascism or doesn't. And that Trump rallies are wrong to try to shut down a legitimate political exercise, meaning protesters. And now there's the whole idea, like in North Carolina, the sheriff was going to charge Trump with inciting riots. And his spokesperson says the media is pushing the narrative that Trump is a bully and is a racist, but that he's not that in any way, shape, or form. Now, I have said this, and I've heard people who are extremely liberal who know Trump in some form say this, that if you met him outside of this arena and before all of this, he bends over backwards to help people. He overtips. He talks to the so-called little guy. I mean, he's in that business. He's in the business of producing results of a different sort, right? So his national spokesperson says it's the liberal media that want to blame him for the violence that has plagued his campaign. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to talk to an expert law enforcement official about that, about what's really happening, what's going on with the so-called riots or outbursts, and how do we really label that? You know, there's a man who rushed the stage at Trump's Ohio rally over the weekend, and he was released from custody. He was interviewed, and what the people close to Trump are saying, look, they interview him like he's a hero, that he would have never been freed if he had caused a commotion at a Hillary Clinton rally. They wouldn't have let him out. So it's the media driving the narrative is what Trump's people are floating out there. The whole idea where a Trump rally, the whole idea that a Trump rally had to be called off for fear of mass violence is, I think, wild. I mean, we've gotten to that point that we have to call off rallies, and we have to have police with pepper spray lining. That's not good. If that's the case, and we've seen that, right? But there's also a way of stacking the deck. And perhaps this is what, you know, we're seeing here. So that's part of the buzz in the land, part of the junk. How about this NFLer? This would make buzz of any sort. B.J. Raji is sitting out the 2016 season, and he's a young guy. You know, we just went through the whole concussion movie thing. He's a Green Bay Packer defensive tackle, and he's spent 7 seasons in the NFL. He turned down a really sweet deal from Green Bay and other teams, playoff teams, but decides he's going to sit out. He says, I'm taking a hiatus from the NFL. I'm not going to play 2016. I did this because of hours of conversation with close family members and mentors, and considerable self-introspection, and is one in which I absolutely am certain I cannot rule out a return to the NFL in the future, but I want to not do it in 2016. He said, when my agents informed me that they had a new deal with the Packers, I knew I wouldn't be able to live up to Coach Lombardi's total commitment standard and made this decision out of respect to the organization. Wow, how about that? I mean, this is a guy who had 22 tackles, half a sack in 15 games in 2015. He had a couple of health ailments, but just decided with the torn biceps and all that, you know what, I'm just gonna sit aside. I give him credit for that. If he said he couldn't live up to the potential and expectations. True or false? Next.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people until we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I walk along the avenue. I never thought I'd meet a girl like you. Meet a girl like you. With all the nerves on the eyes.
We're rocking into True or False. Thanks for hanging out with us here on America Tonight. So True or False is when I invite my favorite millennial into the lion's den. And who is that? That would be Patrick Eggdorf. You know him as the guy who picks up the phone when you call this number, 855-266-5283, to say, "Hey, Patrick, how are you?" And you surely get on faster. There's no doubt about that. We're going to do that in just a second, but first let's pop out to Tomas in Michigan. We're going to give him a few minutes. We'll squeeze it in, and then we'll go to Patrick. Hey, Thomas, how are you, Tomas?
I got a competition from Patrick tonight, huh?
That's right.
You know, there's a conservative forum. It's called Free Republic. And ever since Cruz made these remarks that we've been talking about, he, I don't know if anybody, everybody heard, but when there was a riot against Trump and his people in Chicago, Cruz came out and said that the rioters were bad, but also Trump and his people deserve some of the blame. Isn't that right?
Yes.
And in this very conservative Conservative Forum, they have a vote every day on who you're supporting. And his support went from 23 to 17%, just like that. And that's where it stayed. Because you cannot be neutral in a fight, and especially if you're fighting your family, you know. I mean, you know, even if there's Kasich supporters and the Black Lives Matter is coming to a Kasich rally, you know, I'm not going to say, you know what, maybe Kasich said something bad against the against those people. No, you know. And you know, they're coming into their house. You know, all the fighting is occurring inside these rallies. So it's not like you have, you know, Trump supporters going out into the street or Trump supporters going to a Bernie gathering or a Hillary gathering, you know. I posted on Kate's Facebook a very beautiful article by Patrick J. Buchanan. And he states there, very eloquently, he states that JFK, one of his favorite sayings was that one of the hottest places in hell is reserved for those people. Let me see if I can find the exact quote here.
I didn't see that. I'll have to look at that. Okay.
Yeah, it's in other words, he was saying one of the hottest places in hell is for those people who take a neutral stance when there's a fight. It's interesting because everybody knows that Trump is doesn't have any donors. He doesn't have any special. Nobody's is paying his way. But I bet you, and I want to try and help Cruz out here and even the other two guys. I bet you their donors said, go out there right now and criticize Trump for this violence. You see? And that's one thing we're not going to get with Trump. You know, he may piss us off if he's president, but he won't have any donors telling him what to do.
That's true. There is no question. Nobody could question that because he doesn't need them.
Yeah. And, yeah. He when you listen, you know, you can go to the video and see all the reads. He's working his butt off. This guy's 69 years old. He's got 12 billion reasons not to get into this mess. And he's in it, you know. And you have to say, wow, why don't you just take it easy and have just, you know, like one event a week? He's got three events, four events every day because he wants to do this. I mean, so you have to give him an incredible amount of credit, and then he's not taking any money on top of that. But when these communists come in there and they're beating up little old ladies too, they're walking all over, they were breaking up cars, they were even hurting the police, you know. And Ted Cruz, now, you know, Kasich and Rubio, they're a little bit more to the left or to the center. Cruz is very conservative, though. Matter of fact, there's many of us, I included, who were supporting Cruz before Trump came in.
Right.
So this really creates a lot of, I'll tell you, a lot of hate for a little bit. Anyway, I was really hating on Cruz the first few days after that because I said, you know, I'm depending on you to be a conservative, man. I understand you're against Trump, but to stab him and all those people like that in the back, that is something that you would expect from Bernie Sanders, you know, from Black Lives Matter spokesman, not from Ted Cruz. It's unbelievable. He said like a few sentences against the rioters, and then he had a little sermon out there on you know, the violence of the Trump campaign. And let me tell you what. This country did not become great by people throwing flowers. It became great by them throwing caution to the wind and throwing punches and throwing their lives against the most powerful empire on earth. And we didn't even have an army. In fact, the leaders, the people who signed that Constitution, I know you've talked about it before. Most of the people who signed not the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, lost everything they had.
They did, yep.
They didn't have donors. They didn't have people giving them money. They were rich people, and they gave it all up to form that we have now. They were fighting, you know. And it's just unbelievable to me that people go, oh, my God, there's violence. But they don't say, oh, my God, there's violence against our people. I mean, I'd like to see, you know, Megyn Kelly interview MoveOn.org. I'd like to see that. And I'd like to see her ask MoveOn.org, you know, what about all the violence against the civilians and the little ladies there and people had children? What do you think about that?
Yeah, I agree.
Anyway.
Yeah, why not pop that open? You made some great sense, Tomas. Absolutely. Thanks for the call. We'll go check that out on Facebook. I didn't see that, but go to my Facebook, as he says. Thanks. You know, he's right. There is a thing about passion. Of course, I would not say that we should get rise to the level of violence, but passionate about freedom and liberty, that's why fists flew. That's why people dumped their fortunes out, because they didn't want to be under the tyranny of the British. And as I am a big fan of history, I can tell you plenty about that, and I've read many, many great books, including David McCullough's 1776. If you've never read it, it's not an easy read, but it's a fabulous read, and it gives you the sense of what that was like and what people were willing to do to pay the price to have their families live in a true democracy where they could make choices. On that note, let's turn to our pal Patrick Eggdorf. We gave him no choice. We forced him to do true or false, and he obliged. Hey, Patrick.
How's it going, Kate?
All right, so how about this is our first one. Do you like dogs?
Oh, I love them.
Oh, I do too. See, you're a millennial. I'm not. We have that in common. Do you have a dog?
I used to, yes.
Oh, I love dogs. I have Mahalo, of course, the Golden Retriever. So we all talk about the New York Westminster show, but there is a show, true or false, called Crufts, which is said to be the largest show of its kind in the world. It's a four-day event. It has thousands of dogs with competitors traveling from countries all over the world to take part and vie for the coveted title of Best in Show. It was first held in 1981.
I'm going to say true for that one.
Ding, ding, ding. You are right. And all kinds of really cute dogs who dress up and who jump over walls, from beagles to just Dachshund hounds, and incredible mixtures of breeds that are just, you know, Afghan hounds. They look so beautiful. It's very cool. It is cool. They have those long faces. Why the long face? I'm an Afghan hound. That's why. All right, so you get that one. How about this? True or false? Fortune cookies are expensive to make, so many of the Chinese restaurants in America got together and decided that come the end of the year, they weren't going to serve fortune cookies anymore for free.
Ooh, I hope that's not true. I'm going to say false.
Yay! Of course you got that right. No, that would be brutal. That's why I go to Chinese restaurants, because I want to get a fortune that tells me I'm going to be rich or fabulous or, I don't know, an influencer. Who knows? But that's what we want to hear. We want to hear something good. We want to hear the good news. And don't you hate it when you get a lousy fortune cookie?
There was one I got one time that said something about you should exercise more, like I should exercise more or something. And it was just after I ate a big, you know, big dinner of Chinese food. So it was kind of lame.
Yeah, so you decided, well, were they watching me somewhere? What's that about? I don't understand what that is.
Guess I should exercise.
Exactly. How about this? In Santa Ana, we got a bunch of cops that have been charged with eating cookies and smashing cameras in a pot shop raid. I got to taste the product to make sure it's right. True or false?
I'm going to say true for that one.
Yes, you're on a roll. True. That's pretty interesting, isn't it? They go in. There's three cops. They're facing misdemeanor charges for eating protein bars and cookies from that Santa Ana pot shop during a raid. That's hilarious. They go in. It's like, cuff them. And then when they're out there in the paddy wagon, they're rushing to see what let's see what it tastes like. So that's what they did. They smashed the camera so no one could see them. Duh. They got busted for that. So there you go. All right, Patrick, thank you very much.
Always a fun time.
Hang with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side. So sit back, relax, just take a deep breath. We're all going to survive it, I swear. deep breaths.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site, let alone a house? Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items, and they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per-item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Once again, time for one of my favorite segments here on the show. We Can Count. How about this? Here's a big one for you. A man who spent 39 years in prison confronting Hillary Clinton on the death penalty. I don't know if you saw this or not, but Clinton seemed pretty uncomfortable when confronted about her support for the death penalty by a man who was wrongly imprisoned for those years, for 39 years. Can you imagine the power of that? In a big moment on Sunday night's Democratic town hall in Ohio, the former Secretary of State fielded a question from Ricky Jackson. He was exonerated in 2014, but he spent most of his life in prison, including death row for a murder he didn't commit. Clinton grimaced as Jackson recounted his painful story and closed by asking her, how can you still take your stance on the death penalty in light of what you know now? And she was trying to grapple, I think, with what to say. She said she still supports the death penalty, but only for extreme terrorism cases that end up in federal jurisdiction. Clinton's rival, Bernie Sanders, of course, opposes the death penalty in all circumstances. So, you know, Clinton eventually said, this is such a profoundly difficult question. That's what she said. And had I, you know, I have said I would breathe a sigh of relief if the Supreme Court or the states themselves began to eliminate the death penalty. You know, because then here we go. Here's the case of somebody who was put away his entire life, and there he was. But you could see that clearly it was a very uncomfortable moment. So 39 is the number, sadly, 39 big years in prison. All right, let's move on to yet another number in our magic pile here that I have compiled. So many, if you look around, you'll see. Start to look at what you're reading. You'll pick numbers out of everything. How about this one? Here is this crazy deal about this Amtrak train and people being injured because of a derailment. I have been on Amtrak a handful of times last year, and I just always think it's so smooth and so easy. But we just had another derailment. 20 people were injured, and if you saw the car go over, I saw a picture of the car. 20 people being injured is almost a miracle that there were worse things that happened in light of that accident. They were going, they were bound to Chicago from L.A., and it derailed in Kansas in a very rural area. So 5 of the 9 passenger cars came off the tracks 20 miles west of Dodge City just after midnight. So no life-threatening injuries, but enough of the injuries that they had to go to the hospital and all kinds of things, serious abrasions, bruises, whatever. There are 108 passengers and 14 crew members of those not taken to the hospital. And, you know, they set up Red Cross and all that sort of stuff. And now they've got to work with where the derailment took place, try to find out what caused the derailment. Imagine being one of those people, because you were going, who knows where they hopped on, but you were going to Chicago, and a lot of people, I think, in other areas could have jumped on. I don't know if it, I'm sure they made stops. I'm just thinking out loud, and more people probably jumped on as a result of that. But it's just, I don't know, it's one of those things you take for granted. I guess that's what I was thinking. And my thoughts were how many times I've ridden them, and I think, oh, it's just so smooth, and boom, we just go around the track, and of course, accidents happen all over the place, but you just don't think about it. How about this Palestinian teacher who was awarded $1 million? Yep, an elementary teacher who grew up in a refugee camp won that prize, recognized as the outstanding contributor she's made to her profession. Hannah Halhorer from Bethlehem in the West Bank was awarded the Global Teacher Prize at a ceremony in Dubai. She accepted the award, she says, as a win for all teachers in general and Palestinian teachers in particular. She said, believe in your ideas, work on them, convince people of your ideas, challenge the whole world, convince people of your ideas so you can spread them, and you will find yourself here. So I looked at some of the pictures, and oh, clearly you could tell that she was, she is a very happy person. Even Pope Francis, rather, announced through video conference that she had won the award. So pretty wild. In Germany, because of the situation with the refugees in Germany, this is a very big number. They've hired 8,500 new language teachers for the children who are refugees. They've had to recruit them to because they need special lessons for seeking asylum. How can they survive? I mean, without clearly understanding the language. So school and education administrators have never confronted that many students who can't speak the language and realize, oh, yeah, this is a big deal. They have 300 additional teachers of German as a second language to help out this year in, like, East Germany. And they're planning on recruiting even more, 190 more, they say, by February, because it's an immense challenge. That how can they understand, how can we communicate if they don't speak the language and we don't understand their language? Therefore, that creates a huge problem. So Angela Merkel has set aside, their government has set aside $6 billion to help feed and house the arrivals that have come in, because now we've seen what's happened in Syria, etc. And they know that this is something they had to work on, because, well, now they have the situation and they have to be able to understand and communicate. So that solves somewhat that riddle. There's still problems associated with it. But one of the biggest hurdles, the language barrier, you know, they've been able to tackle that, I suppose, is one of the bigger thorns in their side, one of the biggest obstacles, and to completely make sense. This was also, by the way, part of the fear in the United States. Forget the conversations we've all had about, ugh, terrorists coming through and how do you know and all that. But the other problem is, even from the perspective of young children, that would be the same thing, and the same thing we still confront anyway already, is English teachers, is teaching it in the language of the students. I met a woman on a plane one time, quickly, I'm going to digress, who was a principal in a school in the Midwest. And she told me the biggest, saddest thing that was so infuriating is they had a lot of kids from other countries, Spanish-speaking countries, Portuguese, etc. And there was such a flood, there wasn't enough teachers to teach them the language, and there was a massive disconnect with the students and with the current students, and then trying to make all that happen, that they were frantically searching for people to teach language courses, because it was slowing all the classrooms down, and obviously the communication issue was a non-starter, because they weren't communicating, because they couldn't communicate, so they had to have somebody do that. And she said it was gratifying once they went through it, but trying to find the people was really, really, really tough. Very, very tough. So then we move to Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas, when we talk about numbers, and he celebrated finishing last in the district's Republican presidential caucuses, while he earned a bunch of delegates in Wyoming, 12 delegates. He celebrated finishing last in D.C. He said, it was actually kind of funny, he said, I am dead last. He said, dead last. And he said, the results didn't surprise me at all. If you have an election of lobbyists, they're going to elect their interest. When you get out of D.C. and you actually get into America, the reaction is going to be different. So, I mentioned Trump has won 15 voting contests so far, trailed by 8 for Cruz, 3 for Rubio, 0 for Kasich. He also leads Trump, the Republican presidential rivals, by more than 14 points nationwide. That's according to the latest Real Clear Politics average of polls. So how about that? All right, that's another edition of We Can Count. Was I just a number to you? Was I just a
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese, featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.